Welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. And we continue with the series, What Saith the Scriptures? And in this podcast, we look at the Book of Acts, or the Acts of the Apostles. Now, the Acts of the Apostles forms a connecting link between the Gospels and the Epistles, and may be described as a history of the first extension of the Christian Church. It covers a space of about 30 years, from the ascension of Christ to the arrival of Paul in Rome, where it is believed the book was written. It does not profess to give a complete history of the actions of all or any of the apostles during this period, but probably describes, under the Spirit of God, what the author himself had knowledge of, or what was related to him by those who were eyewitnesses, chiefly the doings of Peter and Paul. The writer, Luke, seems to have intended the Acts of the Apostles to be a continuation of his gospel, and very likely it was written within a short time afterwards, and with the same object which is set forth in the first four verses of the Gospel. So the Acts of the Apostles begins, "The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and to teach." Beginning, then, with the ascension of Christ, it puts on record the fulfilment of the prophecy spoken by Joel, and the promise of the Comforter by Christ in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And it also describes the miracles and wonders done by the apostles as proof of the power with which they had been endowed. The hostility of the Jews, following upon these manifestations, and the rapid growth of the infant church under the ministry of Peter and John, kindles into a persecution which results in the death of the first martyr, Stephen, and the scattering of the disciples throughout Asia Minor, spreading abroad in every place the knowledge of the gospel. The writer first describes the labours of Peter, but afterwards attaches himself to Paul, accompanying him on some of his missionary journeys, and the larger second half of the book deals almost exclusively with Paul's work of faith and labour of love. These accounts of Paul's work should be carefully read as throwing light on several portions of the great apostles' epistles. There is something strangely compelling in the fact that this book, which begins in its early chapters with thousands being converted to the faith, should conclude in its last few verses with God's apostle sitting alone in his own hired house in Rome, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Such are the ways of a sovereign God, however, and the latter scenes are as majestic as the former are exciting. I trust that you found these few thoughts on the introduction to the Acts of the Apostles to be of benefit. This is another podcast from The Wicket Gate, which can be found on the internet at www.wicketgate.co.uk. Thanks for listening.